Joining us now, lawyer extraordinaire, one of our best friends of the program, Jeffrey O'Brien. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
A federal's appeals court yesterday struck down Obamacare's now toothless requirement that Americans carry health insurance. They did sidestep a ruling on the law's overall constitutionality. The decision means that the law remains in effect. It will be sent, the case will be sent to a judge who already ruled once to throw the entire ACA out, but with some guidance. O'Connor has to be more specific about which parts of the law can't be separated from the individual mandate, which was rendered unconstitutional. So, lawyer extraordinaire, what are your thoughts on the Supreme Court ruling, and what kind of significance does it carry, if any?
Well, it's an interesting decision. If you recall, when the Supreme Court originally upheld the constitutionality of Obamacare, Chief Justice Roberts found it, or wrote his opinion, and said found it constitutional under the Tax and Spending Clause, not the Commerce Clause. So the argument here is, when Congress eliminated the tax penalty for not having health insurance, can you still uphold it under the Tax and Spending Clause? And the federal judge down in New Orleans said no. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with them, but then they sent it back to them for further clarification as to this severability issue of, without the funding mechanism, how much of the law can survive. So, this is typical courts of appeals remand cases back to district courts for further proceedings. So at some point, though, I think it's going to end up in the hands of the Supreme Court to decide, absent the tax penalty, is it still valid under the Tax and Spending Clause? And I think, I think there's a chance to use a John Justice approved analogy. There's a chance this could be the shot down the thermal exhaust port of the Death Star.
Gotcha.
How's that?
Well, and I want to add, too, this is not getting a lot of attention, and it really should, especially for those of us that like to go and pat ourselves on the back, even though we're not lawyers like yourself, but we're smart enough to say all along that individual mandate was most likely unconstitutional. We said that from the get-go. And it's funny. Yeah. It's funny to me because that used to be like a number one topic for a number of years when this was being hammered through, and there were many commentators, ourselves included, that said that. And yet here we have, all these years later, the Supreme Court finally went and proved what we all assumed was the case.
Yeah, so we'll. I think part of why it's not getting as much attention, John, is right now, we still have a 5-4, likely a 5-4 majority, 5-4 split, whichever way they decide. And you've got the guy who wrote the opinion upholding the law, Chief Justice Roberts, as the swing vote. So we don't know what dynamics have changed or what calculus may have changed in his reasoning, given the elimination of the tax penalty, if he would still today uphold it. So I guess, time will tell. Whenever this could take a while to wind itself up to the Supreme Court. It could be the, next term, could be the term after, who knows. But it'll be interesting to see if it comes down to it, where the Chief Justice lands, given that he was the guy that found it constitutional the last time.
I want to shift gears. We just got a few minutes left. I want to get your thoughts on the impeachment hearing that happened yesterday. We haven't had you on and talked about the overall impeachment nonsense, but specifically, I want to get your thoughts on the tactic Nancy Pelosi appears to be choosing to employ, which is not to immediately send it over to the Senate, but to hold on to it, ostensibly until she can get some concessions from them on how the trial will be conducted. But she made no promise at all yesterday that it would even go to the Senate, which would be, as David Gartenstein Ross said earlier, would be absolutely remarkable if it didn't go to the Senate at all. But it appears that she's at least hanging on to that as a potential option. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, it's kind of a bizarre decision if she does do that. Because if you look at what impeachment is, so the House is sort of, is the prosecutor. So you look at what they did yesterday, voting to impeach is essentially like indicting, okay? And then it goes to the Senate for the trial, and you have the judge and the jury. So in a way, it's kind of like a prosecutor saying, I'm not going to bring this case to court until the judge guarantees that I'm getting a fair trial. it's a little bit absurd. I mean, that's not her role here.
Yeah.
They've finished their job, you know, however you agree or disagree with it. They did their part. Now it's time to hand it over to the Senate and let the Senate decide whether or not the president should be removed or be acquitted of the charges, which I think we kind of have a good idea where the Senate's going to go on this. And which is why a lot of people are questioning why this was done in the first place, because, you know, that's where this was going to end up. I don't know. I think ultimately my prediction is she will send it over. Senate will, you know, have some sort of a proceeding and either dismiss it or, you know, have a vote to acquit, and then we'll move on with other business in the country.
Do you think the Senate, you know, there's been a lot of conversation and arguments back and forth as to what the best tactic the Senate could employ here once it does eventually get sent to them. Do you think, Jeff O'Brien, lawyer extraordinaire, do you think they should just dismiss it and move on, you know, and not give it a whole lot of air, or drag it out and make a show out of it, and call as many witnesses as you can, and use this opportunity to, you know, continue to basically do what the Democrats in the House did, which is, you know, establish the narrative and control the narrative?
You know, I think this is more of a political question than a legal question.
It is, but absolutely. It's a totally political question.
I think the smart move is to, you know, take care, resolve this, and dismiss it as soon as possible. I think right now, if you look at, you know, polls and you know things, the public didn't like this proceeding. The president's approval rating has gone up since it started. I think the Republicans in the Senate risk losing the high ground by having their own show trial in the Senate. So I think that Mitch McConnell will likely put things in process to dismiss this as quickly as possible, as you know those silly kids down there in the lower chamber in the House did this. We're going to get rid of it. I don't think there's going to be a second show trial in the Senate, and I think that's the smart way to go.
Jeffrey O'Brien, lawyer extraordinaire, thank you so much for joining us, giving us a few minutes this morning, and we look forward to having you on again next year. Have a great holiday.
Sounds good. Thanks, you too, guys.
Take care.